This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, August 2nd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, up to the August recess, no real hope of a new farm bill from the U.S. Congress. Kathy Burns with the International Fresh Produce Association, a part of the Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance. Burns says they've offered more than 100 recommendations for new farm policy.
We put forward 109 recommendations as it relates to this farm bill. Everything from research to R&D funding and a cost-share mechanism for mechanization and innovation. I just mentioned nutrition, crop insurance, AGI. I mean, you know the list of areas that are particularly important to specialty crops. I would love to see us get a farm bill tomorrow. Based on reading the tea leaves and what people are saying publicly, I would love to see one happen during the lame duck.
Burns says labor is their top issue. The lack of adequate workforce, limiting production of some crops, forcing farmers to fallow fields. Burns says there are major consequences ahead if leadership can't resolve the worker issue.
Every country should be able to feed itself. And because of the decisions that have been made, or not made, quite frankly, in order to support our workforce challenges, we're at risk going forward of us living in a country where we can't feed ourselves. That's unacceptable.
Burns says new worker regulations are threatening operations of existing specialty growers.
Obviously, from a heat standard perspective, we always want to make sure that we're treating the workforce labor appropriately. In fact, we created an ethical charter that basically talks about the treatment of labor, and we did that many years ago to ensure that, and our industry has adopted the ethical charter in terms of how you care for and treat workers. On the wage rate issue, again, this is an area that we've been very vocal and feel that it's another pressure on farmers when labor is hard to come by already that puts domestic supply at risk. And we, again, have data to show that the adverse effect, the literally adverse effect on the farmers, needs to be considered as much and as importantly as every other input cost.
Burns says a number of states are actively pursuing food as medicine. Burns says the cure to many chronic diseases is better nutrition.
To ensure that HHS, ultimately Medicare, Medicaid, can actually fund some of these programs so that we're not spending dollars on the back end after people have the disease and we're spending it on prevention. And I think some of the more progressive insurance companies are also investing in programs like produce prescriptions. Again, let's get this on the front end.
Kathy Burns is featured on this week's AgriPulse open mic. That's still available through tomorrow at AgriPulse.com. This week's Newsmakers guest is Nebraska Congressman Adrian Smith. He's critical of the Biden administration's effort on global trade.
They've had us on the sidelines. It should be no surprise at all that other countries, competitive countries, especially in agriculture, are looking to gain market share and take it away from us. That's very hard to get back, but the non-aggressive, the very passive posture that our administration has had on trade, I think is the main cause of the trade deficit that we see in agriculture.
Smith says the White House was slow to take action against Mexico's attempt to ban U.S. corn.
I mean, they waited more than 2 years to even file a complaint.
Smith says the U.S. should be on the offense in global trade, and Africa should be at the top of the list.
Africa is the fastest growing population on a continent. The demographics, the youngest demographic of any continent, especially in contrast to Asia. There are critical minerals that can be helpful in Africa as well.
Smith serves on the powerful House Ways and Means Committee and leads the Trade Subcommittee. Newsmakers is available now at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farm Bureau is the trusted voice of agriculture and the leading grassroots membership organization advocating for all farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.